Okay. Well, I'd like for you to please open your Bibles to the Gospel of John. And we're going to begin, I think, in chapter 9. This is a record that is, I'm sure, familiar to most of you. Over the next couple weeks, I want to spend some time looking at Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd. You know, he's the Good Shepherd, he's the True Shepherd, he's the Chief Shepherd. And so we'll see, you know, some things regarding that. We'll spend a little time in the Old Testament. Not today, I think it'll be next week. Promises regarding that shepherd that God would raise up from David. And then we'll look at some things that have not yet come to pass regarding that shepherd. Things yet to be fulfilled to Israel. And it's pretty exciting stuff. But I wanted to start in chapter 9. In my mind, when I read chapters 8, 9, and 10, it's really one sort of story. The chapter breaks kind of break it up. In chapter 8, that is where Jesus Christ is in the temple. And he is speaking things regarding who he is, how he is the light of the world. And he's kind of going at it with the Pharisees. But there are some that hear him that believe. It's pretty cool. You know, when he tells them, he says, you know, you abide in my word. If you do that, you'll know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. You know, and then the Pharisees respond, what do you mean free? We're free. We've never been in bondage to any man. Wow, they were being enslaved by the Romans. But anyway, that's just a side issue. But, you know, they go toe-to-toe with the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ calmly, you know, and by those words that God gave him, deals with this. And, you know, and it gets to where he says, you can't hear my word. You can't. There's no entrance. There's no entrance into your heart for my word. See? And that ends with them picking up stones to kill him. And so Jesus Christ, it says, hid himself. And that's where we pick it up in John 8 or John 9. Now, he likely would have left the temple, and where this possibly takes place is outside the temple, perhaps, you know, near one of the gates, you know, into the temple. There's a record in Acts where, remember, Peter and John healed the lame man at the temple gate, beautiful. And so, because we're going to read the record here of this blind man, of this man born blind, and what takes place. But it's pretty remarkable to see this, because this was just after they tried to kill him, this attempt on his life, and then it just simply picks up in chapter 9, verse 1. And what we're going to see here is we're going to see Jesus Christ as the shepherd, the true shepherd, the good shepherd, manifesting tremendous power, manifesting tremendous love in the face of amazing blindness, almost unbelievable arrogance on the part of these men who should have been leading God's people to Christ. Isn't that remarkable? And so we just watch this thing, and it's really beautiful, and you see how this is all really a unit. Because Jesus Christ, as that good shepherd, how he takes care of God's people. It's pretty remarkable. So John, chapter 9, verse 1, as he hid himself and went out of the temple. Now, King James says, going through the midst of them and so passed by. That is actually not in most critical Greek texts. How he did what he did and how he hid himself, I don't know. But at any rate, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest. In him I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. Kind of a neat illustration. This word sent, or the word sent, comes up a little later in this chapter when he gets to this man born blind. But this word sent is kind of interesting. It's not maybe a word we're more familiar with. What's the Greek? We translate it apostle. Apostolos? I think that's it in Greek. Something like that. This is a word that you could handle as an errand. Isn't that something? You're sent to do something. You're sent to bring something. And it's kind of interesting in this context because who's he walking with? Yeah. And here in the midst, you know, where they take this attempt on his life, he sees this man born blind. Then it says, verse 6, and when he had thus spoken, verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He had said the same thing in the temple in John 8. Verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Okay? You know, in the East, and just understanding some of the customs sort of helps with this record. This man